Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The private members bill has been talked about a great deal over the last couple of days, and it's the private members bill from NDP Member of Parliament Charlie Angus, Bill 372, which Mr. Angus, and I've read it, Mr. Angus compares it to legislation of the 1990s to punish the tobacco industry for its then willful and incorrect advertising. So I don't remember a whole lot of willful, incorrect advertising by the tobacco industry in the 1990s, certainly earlier than that, but the 1990s, they were backing off. But hey, we don't want to just nitpick here, Charlie. His bill would result in difficulties for positive advertising and messaging by oil and natural gas producers and their supporters. At its worst, if they were to misrepresent their product, terrible oil, terrible natural gas. What the hell was the city bus doing? I just looked out the window. There's a city bus drove by, said, powered by natural gas. Get it off the road, or Charlie's coming for you. You can't outthink those who aren't thinking. I did get in touch, or try to get in touch, with Charlie Angus, who's been on this program on a number of occasions. Sent him an email. What was that old Beatles song? No reply. Happened once before. I came to your door. No reply. Anyway, I sent Mr. Angus an email. He didn't reply. Charlie only replies when he. Charlie, finish that. Give me a call now, Charlie, right now. 1-800-263-2428. Right now, Charlie, 1-800-263-2428. And I'll have you talk to my guest who's here. Be happy to talk to you. Chris Sankey is our guest. Chris is a former elected councillor at the Laxquilams First Nation. He's a businessman, op-ed writer, senior fellow at the McDonald Laurier Institute. And I think Chris, you could probably give Charlie a run for his money on this, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Good to have you with us, Chris. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. That was a pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Let me start, before we talk about Mr. Angus's legislation, let me just go to what Joe Biden has done, and that is to suspend licenses for the export for liquid natural gas. That, if we had the infrastructure to export, it would be a massive green light for this country and bring huge amounts of money into Canada. There would be those who would argue, well, look, First Nations don't want it. What do you say to that, Chris?
That's not true. Look, at the end of the day, Indigenous people are part of the solution to the economic engine, and natural gas is needed everywhere. It's not just here in Canada, but everywhere around the world. We have an abundance of it. It would mean billions into the GDP, back to the country, thousands of jobs, and we'd be an independent energy giant. Angus's bill is just probably the most ridiculous private member's bill I have ever read. It's atrocious. I mean, it completely violates human rights to say and have freedom of expression. And I don't know where he thinks he's right. Everybody, no matter what, if it's oil and gas, has a right to advertise. And the companies that I work with, all of them, are publicly traded companies. Do you think they're going to put something out there that is misleading or disinformation? They're not going to do that. Charlie's trying to target organizations like the Canadian Gas Association, which I'm a part of the National Organizing Committee. They're already trying to attack colleagues of mine. And there's a number of others, organizations, Indigenous and non, that are advertising responsible resource development. So what does that mean? That means that we're going to be responsible in developing our resources. We're going to have Indigenous input into the environmental assessment process, which we have. Clearly, the ISLA have demonstrated that with LNGC and now CEDAR. And so it's just absolute lunacy that this individual has the audacity to threaten people by throwing them in jail. Like, where does he think he thinks he is? If you want to behave that way, move to Russia, move somewhere else, get out of the country. You don't talk to Canadians like that, threaten them for the right to have the freedom of expression to promote a resource that's going to not only help Canada, but it's going to help bring thousands of Indigenous people who desperately need sole source revenues out of poverty. I mean, he's the member for Timmins, James Bay, and they've got a massive population over there of Indigenous people. And he claims to think that these doctors with the Canadian Association of Physicians, who are constantly attacking the energy industry, they should be more focused on the drug overdose that's going on over, the violent crimes that are taking place, the hospitals that are being overrun. Instead, that whole organization has been so fixated in attacking an industry that's keeping people alive and the lights on. And they keep attacking Canada's natural resources. If you're so worried about emissions around the world, go to the Middle East. Go to Venezuela, go to Mexico, go to these places that have zero human rights, go to these places that have no environmental standards. It's just absolute lunacy, and he's not smart enough to think of this bill on his own. There's obviously lobbying groups that are going to him and pushing this bill, and they're trying to shut down any sort of language that pertains to a positive message for Canada. And our Indigenous people, what's he going to do? He's going to throw all of the Indigenous communities that are looking to buy TMX in jail for promoting their oil project. I mean, does Charlie drive from Timmins to Ottawa? I mean, how many air miles does that guy have? What it takes oil and gas to get there? I don't know what he thinks he's doing, but it's got to be the stupidest bill I've ever read in my life. In fact, it's infuriating. And the fact that Parliament would even entertain that, it's a gross misuse of power. And quite frankly, if it was up to me, he should just step down. You don't threaten people's lives like that, trying to turn them upside down and throw them in jail for advertising something positive. Nobody's advertising anything negative or disinformation or misinformation. This guy is out of his mind, man.
It sounds to me like you're throwing down the gauntlet to Charlie Angus, and I'd be more than happy to have him debate you on Absolutely. This program. I know you 100%. Wouldn't. I know you'd say yes.
100% I would, and so are the thousands of Indigenous communities that rely on natural gas and oil. I mean, it's in our backyard. It's no different than fishing and forestry. Well, how do we get out there? We need oil and gas. I mean... It's just lunacy what he's doing, and the fact that he's trying to accuse the energy industry for falsifying ads, that's absolute nonsense. That's not true. Like I said, these companies are heavily regulated. They can't be putting out misinformation or disinformation. And I'm tired of these environmental groups lobbying Ottawa to shut down an industry that's keeping the lights on in this country. And we're losing billions because of the absolute lunacy and nonsense that comes out of Ottawa with the likes of Charlie Angus. He's literally helping kill this economy, the country. I mean, who's going to want to come here? You can't even advertise a natural resource that we use virtually every day of our lives. If he's so hell-bent on stopping everything and not advertising, well, he should just walk around the world naked. Because everything we require requires hydrocarbons to live.
Yeah,
our clothing, our food, everything. Yeah. Transportation, infrastructure, everything is required oil and gas. So you tell me what the alternative is.
I was speaking, Chris, with a former chief of a Northern Ontario community, First Nations community, just day before yesterday. He's coming on the show next Saturday. And just talking about the challenges of life in that community that exist year after year after year. And, you know, the politicians, the federal parties, all of them, but particularly, you know, we have to look at Mr. Trudeau now because he's been in power for 9 years. They talk a good game at election time, and then you don't see them anymore. Or then later during their tenure, they talk to their constituents they want to reach with a particular message, and they forget the constituencies that don't have tremendous punching back power. They're useful at election time, but then later on they're not that useful anymore, so they forget about them. And in many cases, this is First Nations communities. I don't think you disagree with me on that.
No, not at all. Look, we are the solution to the economic engine. Oil and gas aren't going anywhere. And we're going to continue to advertise this resource that's keeping people alive, medical supplies. We're going to continue to advertise this.
Yeah.
Nobody's providing any sort of misinformation or disinformation.
Chris, I just want to read you, make sure I don't lose you here. I want to read you a couple of emails that have come in the last 3 minutes about you. From Anthony to Roy at RoyGreenshow.com. He's a brilliant orator. That's you. We could pay off our national debt with Canada's oil and gas exports alone. Jeanette writes, Roy, I love your guest, Chris. It's so good to hear someone who's so emphatic about how Trudeau and team are destroying our economy and society. Thanks for the great show. And I get a text message from 403 area code. Roy Charlie Angus is about as dumb as Gibo. Your guest has hit the nail right on the head. It is lunacy. So there is, though, Chris, there's this unrelenting, and you mentioned it, there's this unrelenting pressure on oil and gas, on natural resources, on the industries in this country. We should be happy that we have what the world needs. We should be exporting it. How many times do we have to say this? We should be selling it as quickly and as plentifully as we can and refill our depleted treasury. But there's so much pushback.
There is, you know, millions of dollars have come into this country to block Canada's oil and gas sector. And granted, you know, industry wasn't always as clean as it used to be 20 years ago. I mean, as clean as it is now, 20 years ago. But the fact that Canada continues to get attacked by these interest groups that are fully funded by a number of foreign entities to block Canada's responsible resource development, they're continuing to attack to Alberta oil sands. You want to talk about slander? You want to talk about saying misinformation? They call the oil sands tar sands. That's incorrect. You have a bunch of physicians out there attacking the gas industry, putting up ads that are incorrect. What about them? Are you going to throw them in jail? It's absolute nonsense, and we are losing billions. People can't afford their homes.
Yeah.
Where the average person is so far in debt. It's
I funny. Just, I have to stop you there, but I hope you'll come back really soon, Chris.
Absolutely. That was a pleasure, Roy, yeah. And I look forward to further discussions.
Thank you.
These are important.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.